I'm very happy to be here with all of you. It's been quite some time since I was here in Goloka Dham. I don't remember how long ago. And I'm fortunate to be here and to be able to participate in this festival with my good friend, His Holiness Satchinandan Swami. If you see me sometimes wearing a mask, please don't be offended. It's Hare Krishna. It's simply a precaution. Many of you have already suffered by some virus condition, and I just want to minimize as far as possible the possibility of you getting something from me. Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari Jaya
Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Nandana
Namah Om Vishnu Vadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. He Krishna Karana Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare Hare
So, Hare Krishna, I'm sorry I made a mistake. I requested the devotee to write a verse on the board, but we are actually lecturing from another verse. So, I'm very, very sorry. It was my mistake. So,
we could also lecture from this verse.
Yeah. It all fits in the subject matter.
It all fits. Yes.
So, if you wish, you can, because this fits in the subject matter, you can, then we can do, yes.
No, but which one is your verse?
My verse is this one here. The external 30. Starts here with the purport, and then it ends here with this verse.
Maybe we should leave that for yourself.
I think so.
This is your verse.
Good. So we see the overall subject matter is establishing our relationship with Krishna, and this verse is in the same chapter where this subject is discussed. So it makes a very important point, really, which we need to understand. So yes, let's go. And you can, if you want, you can continue.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see. I think I need something to put the book on.
We can put this.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
So we'll begin by reading a verse which is quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is a very well-known verse of Bhagavad Gita. Since we can say it is by higher arrangement that we have this verse to read, even if it wasn't planned. this is a quotation from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, verse 14. Daivi hi yesha gunamayi.
Daivi
hi yesha gunamayi. Mama maya duratyaya.
Mama maya duratyaya.
Mameva ye prapadyante. Mameva ye prapadyante.
Mameva ye prapadyante.
Mayam etang tarantite.
Mayam etang tarantite.
Mayam etang tarantite.
Mayam etang tarantite.
Daivihi esha gunamayi.
Daivihi esha gunamayi.
Mama maya duratyaya.
Mama maya duratyaya.
Mameva ye prabhadyante.
Mameva ye prabhadyante.
Mayam etang tarantite.
Mayam etang tarantite.
Others.
Devi esha gunamayi.
Devi esha gunamayi.
Mama maya duratyaya.
Mama maya duratyaya.
Meva ye prabhadyante.
Mameva
belonging to the Supreme Lord.
Belonging to the Supreme Lord.
He
certainly.
Esha.
This.
Gunamayi.
Made of the three modes.
Mama.
My.
Maya.
External energy.
Duratyaya.
Very difficult to surpass.
Mam. Unto me.
Eva.
Certainly.
Ye.
These who.
Those who.
Prapadyante,
surrender fully.
Mayam,
illusory energy.
etam,
this,
taranti,
cross over,
te,
they.
Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. This divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. The purport is simply referring to the Bhagavad Gita source, chapter 7, verse 14. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripa tamaham vande shigurum dinataranam. This verse is in the midst of a longer discussion of Srila Sanatan Goswami with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is spending several weeks with Sanatana Goswami to give him instructions. And we're getting from Krishnadas Kaviraj a summary of those instructions in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And according to Krishnadas Kaviraj, This lesson begins with a question, and the question comes, I believe, in chapter 20 of this section, which is not in the book, but it's a famous question. Ke ami, kene amai, jare tapatroi, ihanahi jani, kemone hitahoi. Sanatana Goswami is first asking, Ke ami, who am I? Which we can take as either a very silly question or a very deep question. And of course, we understand it's a very deep and essential question for us as human beings to be asking, who am I? And the question implies that all of the identifications which we have received are at least incomplete. All of the ways by which we identify ourselves, which we have learned from all of those who care for us, and maybe some who don't care for us, all of them are at best incomplete, if not false. And so when Srila Sanatana Goswami asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who am I? He means it in the deepest sense. Who am I really? Who am I permanently? And he also asks, kene, Ke ami kene amai jare tapatroi, why am I suffering the threefold miseries? It's a why question. Why is this happening to me? Suggesting that I don't want it to happen to me, but I am in a situation where it is happening. I'm not suffering just one type of suffering, and I'm not suffering just two types of suffering. I'm suffering all three of the possible types of suffering there are, and they combine with each other to make for a miserable life. And then Sanatana Goswami says, Iha nahi jani kemone hita hoy. I don't know what is good for me. I don't know how to benefit myself. So here Sanatana Goswami is being very honest, straightforward, confessional, we may say, and giving the perfect example of humility that we all want to realize in spiritual life, especially with respect to approaching the teacher, the guru, the spiritual master, and approaching Krishna. Krishna being the original teacher and appearing, to our great fortune in this age, within the memory of us all. Srila Prabhupada once said like that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, unlike, you know, Krishna and Rama and Varaha and Vamana and all the forms of the Lord that appear in very ancient times, he says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears within the memory of us all. Do I remember 530 something years ago? Well, as a kind of cultural memory, we can say, it is not so long ago. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives his answer, and this is part of his answer. It's an extended answer, which is extending over several chapters. And it's interesting that in his answer, he, who is Krishna himself, is quoting himself, Krishna, from Bhagavad Gita. And that's what he is doing here. Daivihi esha gunamahi mama maya duratyaya. So the first half of this verse is describing the problem. And the second half of the verse is describing the solution. So we get the, as we would say nowadays, we get the bad news in the first part, and we get the good news in the second part. But we need to know what is the bad news in order to properly imbibe the good news. The bad news being that this this maya, which is belonging to Krishna, it is mama maya. It is dur ati aya. It is not just ati aya, it is dur ati aya. It is, well, ati aya means to cross over, and dur ati aya means it is difficult, it is far, it is distant to cross over this, what is referred to as maya, which is often translated as illusion, which is that which is not, as Prabhupada would translate. A couple of evenings ago, I was just getting ready to take rest, and in the home where I was staying, I was looking out the window. It was kind of a roof window, and I was just looking out, and the moon was there, not quite full yet. I think it was full moon this last night. And it was a beautiful clear sky, and the stars were out. And I looked down at the neighbor's house, and through the window of the neighbor's house, which was closed with a kind of blind, the light was sort of glowing through, and it was flickering in such a way that I could understand it was the television. You know how you'll see from a distance that it'll have one scene, and then it'll switch, and then it'll switch again, because this is how television works. Because we have such terrible attention span, or lack of attention span, so the television keeps you busy by giving you a different image every, 3 to 5 seconds, something like that. And it struck me that this is Maya. That here is this person fascinated by some flickering images on a screen, and he is, or she, whoever it was, a family maybe, they're closed off, they're disconnected from this, what is really happening, so to say. Here is the almost full moon shining down, blessing everyone with its cooling rays, illuminating everything. This is the situation that Krishna is describing in the first half of this verse. And then he gives the good news, mam eva ye prapadyante mayam etam taranti te. The crossing, taranti, they cross, it's plural. They who are prapadyante, who are taking shelter, who are sheltering, we might say, in me, mam eva. The word eva can mean alone or only. Those who take shelter of me only, mam eva ye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. Someone might have a doubt that how is this, that Krishna, isn't he being a bit selfish here, that we should take shelter of him alone? Well, it's not the sort of selfishness that we know. Rather, it is a selfhood which recognizes the reality. Krishna is simply being honest. He's just saying how things are. And he's saying how things are also in the Bhagavatam, of course, the entire Bhagavatam, but in four verses in particular, in the second canto, he's summarizing it as Narayan. He's telling us what is the situation of who he is to whom we do well to surrender, and what our situation is in relation to him. It's a little analytical, and it's more a topic for a seminar or a workshop. So I won't elaborate on this now, but we can just remember the first of these four verses, aham evasam evagre, nanyat yat sadasat param, paschadaham yadetacha, yovashisheta sosmyaham. The word aham comes several times. And aham eva, it is I alone who exists prior to all of this. There is no other. Nanyat yat sadasat param paschadaham. And what comes after this whole show of this universe and all the other universes and all the combinations of universes, when all of this is over, paschadaham yare tacha yo vashishyeta saha asmi aham, that will be I. And that's why Krishna is saying here, mayam eva, surrender unto me alone. But we don't like to hear that Krishna is alone. Srila Prabhupada would often say, Krishna is never alone. So wait, what is this? Is Srila Prabhupada speaking properly? Because Krishna says, I alone. What is going on here? Is the Acharya misrepresenting Krishna, or is Krishna misrepresenting himself? Or what is happening here? Well, it's one of these both-and situations. They're both true. but I want to share with you one interesting way of appreciating how Krishna is not alone. And this is what we want to hear, that Krishna is not alone. And we also want to hear that we are not alone, isn't it? We want to be reassured that we are not alone. But I'll just read a nice, a beautiful verse from from King Kulashekar, who is giving us a little a grammar lesson, a Sanskrit grammar lesson with the name Krishna. And by this, he's showing how Krishna is related to us in so many ways. So it goes like this. This is from the Mukunda Mala Stotra. Krishna rakshatu no jagatraya guru krishnam namadvam sada krishnena kila shatravo vinihataha krishnaya tasmai namaha krishnat eva samuttitam jagadidam krishnasya daso smyaham krishne tishtati vishvam etarakilam he krishna rakshasvamam. May Lord Krishna, the spiritual master of the three worlds, protect us. So this is Krishnaha. This is in the nominative form. Continually bow down to Krishna. This is Krishnam in the objective form. Then Krishna has killed all our enemies. This is in the instrumental form, Krishnena. Obeisances to Krishna, Krishnaya. And then from Krishna alone, this world has come into being. Krishnat is the ablative form. I am the servant of Krishna, Krishnasya. This entire universe rests within Krishna, that's Krishne, the locative form, and O Krishna, please protect me, that's Krishna. And you may like to be reminded that when we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is the beginning and the end of this process of prapadyante, surrendering to the Lord, the name Krishna in the Maha Mantra, as also the name Rama, as also Hare, which refers both to Hara, who is Radha, and to Hari, who is Krishna, all of these are in this wonderful vocative form, which means we are calling out to Krishna. Hey Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I think this verse, Daivi Hiyesha Gunamayi, is actually a good place for us to begin as an introduction, as a preparation for the verse which we are going to hear from about now.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much. Well spoken. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. It fitted very much in what I wanted to say.
Thank you.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschayare Shatane Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj has alerted us to the bad news and the good news. We are now overwhelmed by a foreign energy, the material energy, but we can be reinstated again in our original position by surrendering to Krishna. There's a very interesting Upanishadic principle in spiritual life. It is Devo Bhutva Devam Jajet. In order to worship God, one has to also become a divine being. As Srila Prabhupada gives a simple example, if you want to enter fire, you have to become fire yourself. Only a fiery spark can dance freely in the fire. So if we want to surrendering to Krishna means that we ourselves, in the association of Krishna, become spiritualized and a divine being. Now, is this possible? Can all of you become divine beings? Well, it might be chic to say, no, Maharaj, I'm very fallen. But let us look philosophically into this. There's a verse which Jiva Goswami quotes. It's really philosophical, very inspiring. He quotes it three times in Paramatma Sandhava. It comes, if you like to study things, in the sixth canto of the Bhagavatam, 16th chapter, verse 23. This verse talks about all of us, and it talks that originally or constitutionally, really, actually, we are divine beings. Dehendriya prasa mano diomi yat angsa vida pracharanti karmasu. As iron has the power to burn when made red hot in the association of fire, so the body, senses, living force, mind, intelligence, although merely lumps of matter, can function in their activities when infused with a particle of consciousness by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As iron cannot burn unless heated by fire, the bodily senses cannot act unless favored by the Supreme
Brahman. I admit this is a lot to take on an empty stomach, but let's make it therefore simple and digestible. We see, we hear, we think, we grasp things with our intelligence, we try to understand and comprehend. Why can we do this? It is because Krishna's own particle has entered us. The example is given of iron. Why can iron is usually hot. It is not hot, it is usually cold, I wanted to say. It is without any light. But when the iron comes in contact with the fire, then the same iron, which was cold and dark, it changes. It's all of a sudden hot and it gives off light. So it is about the contact which makes iron illuminated or hot. So we are alive due to our contact with Krishna. This, of course, enters into a very difficult subject matter of agency. Who is the one who acts? Who is the one who sees? Both or one? And I wanted to talk about this, but I have decided to not get into it today because I have a main point and I would like to go to it simple. Let's just again keep in our mind we can serve Krishna only when we are out of illusion, but if we are consciously connected with him. Prabhupada says it very simple. If you want to enter fire, you must be fire. If you are not fire, you will burn. The example is given. Krishna is a big fire, and we are sparks of fire. We are also fire, but very small. The spark of fire can remain within fire, and then it's beautiful. And as soon as this pat-pat, Prabhupada makes the sound of a spark which comes out of the fire and makes a little bit a sound. It sounds like an improved fart, you know. So as soon as this pat-pat falls down, separated, it is extinguished. No more fire. It is black charcoal. That's all. So as long as we are being part of Krishna, we have the same qualities. But when we are separated, we lose them. It's very simple. We are actually full of bliss, but the moment we fall out of a conscious relation with Krishna, we become full of misery. We suffer. The bliss gets extracted from us. Just like the fire gets extracted from the separated spark. Krishna is full of opulences, and so are we when we are connected with him. But the moment we lose our connection, we have a feeling of lack. We constantly need something. Enough is not enough. We always need to eat. When we have improved our conditions from a Volkswagen to an Audi, we want a Mercedes-Benz, and so on. Our opulence goes, and we are full of deficiency and dependency. Krishna's qualities, these are six qualities of him which we will listen to. Virya, full of strength. We are also strong. But the moment we are separated, our strength is extracted from us, and we suffer because we feel overwhelmed by the circumstances in which we are. Many of you have contacted COVID and could feel, oh my God, my strength is reduced. All I can do now is lie in the bed, sweat, and be miserable. Krishna is full of fame, yasha. When we lose Krishna, and we as part of Krishna are also glorious, but the moment we leave Krishna, we feel inferior. And many of us, also in spiritual movements, especially in spiritual movement, or also in spiritual movement, suffer from a feeling of being not enough. We know as devotees there's a high standard, how we should be, a standard which is very difficult to reach. One anthropologist has said, those who are on the spiritual path which leads to perfection will often experience failure. In fact, failure is inbuilt in the heart of bhakti, because you want to be so good, but you cannot be, because your yasha is gone. And in this way, all the qualities of Krishna, of which we as finite living beings have a share, are extracted, are going the moment we separate from Krishna. You know this yourself. When you have a little problem and you cannot solve something in your life, the moment you turn to the Almighty, the moment you turn to Krishna, whoop, you all of a sudden seem to be very, very able to deal with the situation. But the moment you, but as long as you remain separated, you lack actually the strength, and you are stumbling from one dependency to another dependency. Mm-hmm. And in this way, feel miserable. So the process of coming to Krishna consciousness is a process of reversal. In other words, the way which you have gone to move away from Krishna, that way you have to go back to gradually come closer to Krishna again. And for this, there is a very interesting process which is told in the Vaishnava, to the Vaishnavas. This process of reversal in ancient Vedic culture was known as Buddha Shuddhi. What you would do, and Buddha Shuddhi means purifying the elements, really. You understand, I have now an impure condition, a fallen condition, where I'm overwhelmed with the material elements and the material energies, so I need to become free from them. The way you would do this in ancient time, I don't recommend it, you would do certain pranayamas and chanting syllables like lam, hum, vam, which were related to the elements, and imagine how your false self, which is sinful, would be first dried and then set into flames and burned to ashes. And then you would have a meditation where you would reconstitute yourself. One imagery is you would see in your meditation your body almost like an empty glass, right? You have now burnt all the material elements, all the strange components. It's now, and now you would have to reconstitute your body by meditating that the elements would come from the lotus feet of Narayan. Like a drop of nectar fills a glass, you who have emptied yourself would become full and natural. I know not all of us like mystical things. We become threatened. And this is not our process. It's one process which was done. We, as Vaishnavas, do something different. We purify our consciousness. This is our Buddhi-dashuti, by a certain process, which I will tell in length and then in brief. In length, it's like this. You go and you understand, as we will read here, I'm very, very long in Maya. Thousands of years have passed since I'm separated from Krishna. This pain of being separated from Krishna, when a devotee really awakes to this pain, oh my God, I'm separated from Krishna, the pain is said burns like 1,000 suns. And in this separation, my dear devotees, the most dangerous thing is that we don't even notice any longer that we are separated. We are busy with distractions. Instead of longing to go back to Krishna, we long to have a better house or better partner, or finally, with the IVF method, get a child, so on and so forth. Our longing, which is naturally, which should go to solve our main problem, goes away and is invested and entangled and misspent in the small problems which come after the big problem, and which will continue on if we do not solve the big problems. So in this separation, the most dangerous loss is the loss of the bliss that appears when one is in contact with the Lord. Or in our simple English, the greatest problem of being separated is this total forgetfulness of Krishna. Now, there is the process of initiation. You go to a sacred, you go to a saintly person, you request for initiation, and you then start to turn around and go the way back. The way which you have gone to become lost, you're going back, and so on. This is what a person who goes to the initiation fire wants. He is not so much focused on a new name. He's not so much focused to be part of a group. He is focused on, wow, I now get the sacred mantra which will help me to go back to Krishna. No? This is so. So at this process, something happens. You think, I now, when you are getting initiated, I now offer my life to Bhagavan Shri Krishna. I give my body, my senses, my prana, and my innermost heart to Krishna. All these functions I give to him. And here it's important. You don't give this like you would give a donation. Oh, Krishna, I'm so generous today. I'm so nice. I'm so reformed. Now I want to do something which is good for you. No, my dear devotees. It is, you're giving back to Krishna what anyways belongs to him. Remember the Bhagavatam shloka which told us, we can only act, we can only think, because, yes, this is empowered by Krishna's energy. So giving back to Krishna means to come to our natural condition. And it comes when you acknowledge Krishna You are everything, Sarvamiti. I am yours and you are mine. I am the small spark who has understood that separated from the fire, I'm just losing. I am the small spark who now knows I must return into the into your association, and so on. This is Krishna's. You will see Krishna's name is Bhagavan. One analysis of the name is goes syllable by syllable, ba, ga, and van. Ba means one who supports and nourishes all creation. Ga means who gives us the result of all of our actions. And van means in he in whom the entire creation is held. So, it's expressed in a simple Bengali text. Please repeat after me. Krishna tomar hana.
Krishna tomar hana.
Yadi bala ekabara.
Yadi bala ekabara.
Maya banda hoite Krishna. Maya banda hoite Krishna. Tare kare para. One is immediately freed from the clutches of Maya if he seriously and sincerely says, my dear Lord Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I'm surrendering unto you. I'm your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service. So, a good servant surrenders his I and his mine, me. When I have a very good servant, when I'm hungry, he gives me from his stash. he's selflessly just says, take it. Because he thinks I'm a servant. I'm now with this person. I'm serving him. So, when you want to serve Krishna, you have to change two things. Ahamameti. And this is how it works. That's the crux. I am Krishna's servant. And mameti, what I consider mine, like my house, my car, my spouse, if you have any children, family, friends, my wealth, all what I have in this world and what I might get in the next world, plus my very soul, my I, this I give to you, my Lord. And by this, my dear devotees, the spark goes back into the fire. As long as you are in the wrong concept of I and mine, that is, I'm an American, a German, an Englishman, and mine, this is me and mine, you are still separated because it's not true. It's an illusion, vilajamanasya, imposed by you, by the material energy. The moment you understand a simple mantra, which is given, I have written it down, Dasoham Krishna Tavasmi, I'm your servant Krishna and I'm yours with all I have. My dear devotees, the moment you understand this, you have started your way back home, back to Godhead. As long as you feel separately, you will think, I am this, I am that, this is my right, this is my interest, and mine, my body, my beauty, my wealth, my education, my this and that. No? And you are entangling yourself more and more in Maya. So Krishna consciousness is the process of reversal. You turn around, and what you turn around really is the aham mameti concept. Would you like to try this?
Yes.
It's for free.
Special discount.
Yes. This will be very serious. Yes. Maharaj says it's no one has to pay because it's the original position. I would like you to do a little practical exercise. It will be brief. I will shorten it so that you get a feeling what this could mean. How are you? Tired and bored, or it's all right?
Ready.
We will open the window for you, please. I know it's a little unpleasant there, directly at the window. Let me see, Syamananda, geht es mit dem Wach? Geht? Jai Gopal, geht es? I'm trying now to bring you to a reversal, to go back and come closer to the fire, if not go into the fire. It's a very serious thing if you don't participate, you will not get the experience, and you might not be interested to go to the fire any longer, to Krishna. And you might remain in a compromised spiritual position where you are most of the time engaged with an illusion of who you are and what is mine, what is of real benefit. So I really request you to take this serious. I just think it is so important that I need to wake you up. We need to get some prana into your body first, because I know my Hare Krishna audience, it's my most difficult audience. They have heard too much and realized too little. So, this is not nice to laugh about, it's sad. So let us,
because it's true.
Yes. So let us do like this. Hands like this, and you go, you go high, and inhale. And when you go down, exhale. Really inhale and exhale everything. Really inhale and exhale all the residue air. We have a lot of oxygen for you, don't worry. Good. This is called Bhastrika Pranayama. If you have heart problems, don't do it so strongly. Okay, we will accelerate. A little stronger. You're so slow. Okay. Sit straight. Take a few deep and gentle breaths. want to inhale a little longer than you usually do. And exhale gently and peacefully. In and out. Long, gentle breaths. You're now ready to begin your Sambandha practice. Let everything that goes on in your life and which you consider yours, your life, your worries gently disappear. My job gone. My relationships for a moment gone. My plans let them gently and completely slip away. My worries, my insecurities gone. I'm now absolutely by myself. It is safe. I'm together with my breath. Slowly bring your attention to your heart space. Breathe into your heart. There is where I, the eternal spiritual soul, the servant of Radha and Krishna, stay. We will meditate about a verse which expresses the purification of the consciousness of the devotees. I am by nature the eternal servant of Krishna. But because of my misfortune, I have been inimical towards him since time immemorial. I have been identifying myself with the body and been continuously wandering in the repeated cycle of birth and death in the material world, and I have suffered the burning threefold miseries, physical sufferings, mental sufferings, and sufferings in relationship to others. Now, as a result of some unimaginable good fortune, by the mercy of my spiritual master, I know that I'm the eternal servant of Krishna, and that I'm an infinitesimal spiritual being, completely apart from the gross and subtle body. Now I have obtained the good fortune of being able to serve my spiritual master's lotus feet, and by his order I can serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar. My dear Lord Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I am surrendering unto you. I'm your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everyone, one more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Summary. So the process is to become aware, like our Maharaj has alerted us, and daily Shesha Gunamayi, we are now at present overwhelmed with the material energy. And then the next step is to become aware, but I am part of Krishna. I belong to Him. This life design of my life, which I have made, based on the concept I am the body and the mind, is wrong. It creates further misery for me. Now then the third step is, let me return, let me go back. It's a reversal which takes place. And to where do I return? To a position of dasosmi, of servitude, no? Of servitude. The Vrindavan way of life means this. I'm dependent on Krishna, and I should, that everything really is working under the control of Krishna in my life. It's all arranged. I'm the observer of what is arranged. And then, to use the time which we have in service. Now, I know this is a lot to take in. I must be very honest with you. It took me many years of research. I have many more notes, obviously, which go into very various questions. If you wish to have a summary, also which can help you to practice this, please make a note. It's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 22, text 33. I'm hearing that this is the verse which there is one academic Vaishnava, Sri Prahlad is his name. He told me that when he was in the Gurukul in in Australia. He was reared there, and that was his first education. Then every day they were chanting this verse, and they were holding this in their mind. This will change your entire life. When you are in a situation and you see, wow, it is Krishna's. Krishna has arranged. And if you respond, oh, previously I would respond, what is comfortable for me? When am I still in my comfort zone when I do service and practice Krishna consciousness? Now you think it's more comfortable to if I serve Krishna. It's a total reversal, and it takes practice. It takes years to internalize this, but when you do, you can be very safe in on your path of Krishna consciousness, and you can come to a stage where this pathetic mixture of material life and a little spiritual life stops, and you get the to some essential things. That is very nice. It's a serious process, and I think you will like it. You will discover many things, and as you will learn, we will learn in the next presentations, my dear devotees, it's not difficult. Even if you are Prabhupada's, he says, even a drunkard who drinks, I think only one of you or two of you drink alcohol at the moment from this crowd, but why do you always laugh? These are reality checks. Most of us not. But you can start this process from any position, even the most compromised position. And that's so nice about bhakti. Krishna does take an account whatever we can give in our present fallen position. Hare Krishna. You are looking at me and I am looking at you. Hare Krishna. So thank you very much, Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj, for your very... We are in tune. We don't only sit on the same seat. We sit on with the same thoughts.
We didn't rehearse.
We didn't rehearse. it is a little late, so I will not be able... We will not be able to take questions, but tomorrow we should. So if you have any, please write them down, and then we can deal with them tomorrow. Thank you very much. I wish you a wonderful... Is it the second full day of the retreat? Gaurahari will give us an orientation of the attractions yet to come. Hare Krishna.